Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, coming to you live with our 2 p.m. update, intermediate advisory just released. And I'm here with Rob Moyeda, the warning coordination meteorologist here at the local National Weather Service Forecast Office for Miami and South Florida, where we share the facility and share not only a professional but personal stake in the outcome of Matthew. All of our staff members are preparing, and we are trying to get you prepared. First, let's talk about the status of Matthew, and then we'll talk to Rob especially about the hazards that folks in South Florida could be facing, and then we'll talk a little bit about people farther north. So right now, Hurricane Matthew is in between eastern Cuba and the southeastern Bahamas, pretty clear of land now, taking advantage of the warm waters, and is a little bit stronger than it was when it left Cuba, starting to get more organized again. Maximum sustained winds at 120 miles per hour. Category 3, now moving to the northwest at 12 miles per hour. So that well-advertised turn is underway. Let's take a look at the updated graphic with the forecast and the watches and the warnings. You see the hurricane warnings in effect for all of the Bahamas today and tomorrow. Going to be a rough time for them, not just because of the extreme winds of a major hurricane, but the 10 to 15 feet of storm surge that could be experienced there. On the way over a mostly water environment over the Bahamas over the next couple of days, what's the story for South Florida? First of all, Rob, one thing we're telling people is that today and tonight is the time to prepare because the weather is going downhill tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. We want folks to know that today, as Rick said, today is the day to prepare. Tomorrow's too late because those outer rain bands are going to start moving onshore with tropical storm force winds as early tomorrow. So we don't want folks to think that they have tomorrow morning because that might be too late. We want people to prepare today.
And in terms of who should be preparing, it's not just people who live right on the coast. It's people inland as well, including myself. I live in suburban Broward County, inland from Fort Lauderdale. I've already started the process of putting my shutters up because there is a wind risk in inland areas. Let's talk about the chances of hurricane force winds in Florida, and in particular down here in South Florida.
Yeah, as you can see here, let's go out of this here. We see the yellows and the oranges. Those are the highest probabilities from Palm Beach County all the way up through the Cape Canaveral area. So really equal chances of hurricane conditions, so hurricane force winds from Palm Beach all the way up through Cape Canaveral. But even inland, those chances aren't zero. There still is a chance of hurricane force winds, as Rick mentioned, even inland or away from the coast.
And the chances are even greater for winds of tropical storm force at the coast and certainly inland. So those tropical storm warnings for Miami-Dade and for the middle and upper Keys are well placed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tropical storm warnings for all of South Florida except for the immediate Gulf Coast.
Now, because those winds of tropical storm force could arrive tomorrow, all the preparations for all the hazards need to happen today and tonight. And storm surge is a concern. But notice, if you look at our products on our website, that the prototype storm surge warning is not in exactly the same places as the hurricane warning, because the two hazards don't always occur same place, same time. Talk about the areas in your South Florida region vulnerable to storm surge.
Yeah, absolutely. We have here the area from West Palm Beach northward through up through the Treasure Coast and Space Coast. Those are the areas that, based on the track of the storm, the forecast, and taking into account any potential variation in that forecast, the areas that have the potential for life-threatening storm surge of greater than 3 feet above ground level.
So we in the local forecast offices and the Hurricane Center have been briefing emergency managers. If they tell you to evacuate, you go. We'll continue to update you from the National Hurricane Center and the local forecast office here in Miami, Florida.